Hi, and welcome to another edition of Right on Rangers Live, coming at you after a glorious 4-2 Texas Rangers victory over the arch rival Houston Astros. It is a good Sunday, y'all. Happy to be with you. Thank you so much for supporting the channel. Whether you're watching live or on the replay, a lot of Rangers content out there, a lot of Rangers channels, other things you could be watching, but thanks for joining us post-game. We appreciate you. Hey, if you're not liked, following, subscribed, any of those things to our channel yet, to our account, would really appreciate if you do so. Stay up to date every time we go live here at Right on Rangers and keep up with every time we post our latest and greatest content as well. Of course, here at Right on Rangers, we cover everything sports, but we put a big emphasis on all the teams we love from the great state of Texas, including the Rangers, and especially the Rangers during baseball season. So thank you so much for being with us here today. Always more fun. I always say this. Always more fun getting on the lives after a Rangers W. We're going to take all your comments, questions. Over time, we'll try and obviously get into some of our main points, analysis, breakdowns, all that good stuff. But we're going to be checking the comments section, trying to get to as many of you guys as possible. We should be able to make it happen. And we are also going to take a look at the AL West. See what Seattle's doing right now. Mariners are tied with the Angels 0-0 in the fourth inning. Hopefully the Angels can rally, get us a game gained in the division heading into the All-Star break. And what a huge, huge win this was. We said last Monday, so not like 6 days ago, but what, like 13 days ago. There were 2 weeks heading into the All-Star game right before the All-Star break. And the Rangers had 12 games at the onset of that two-week period. And we said, Rangers have got to go 8-4, have to go 8-4 if they want to continue to be relevant in the division. When it comes to the trading deadline, avoid being sellers. I don't know if the Rangers are going to be buyers or not at the trade deadline, but at least play yourself into not having to sell, right? And the Rangers, sure enough, it had its shaky moments, did it not? But they ended up making it happen. The Rangers go 8-4 over their last 12 games over the last 2 weeks heading up to the All-Star break. And they put themselves in a position to continue to be relevant. Right? I don't think that they magically now have catapulted themselves into the playoff discussion. I'm not getting ahead of myself. What the Rangers did before the All-Star break over these last 2 weeks is they remained relevant. Right? They gave themselves an opportunity to not be sellers at the deadline, to give yourself a shot to make the playoffs. I think that's all the Rangers have accomplished up to this point. It didn't always look pretty over these last 2 weeks, but the Rangers have to feel good going into the All-Star break. And I would submit to you, sometimes I think on that winning streak, you kind of said to yourself, man, I really don't want the All-Star break to come. With how this Houston series went, I'm elated that they got the win today. I'm elated that they got the series win. I'm okay with the All-Star break. I think it'll be a good opportunity for some guys to do a little mental reset. Obviously, Simi and Dolly and Kirby Yates are going to be a part of the festivities, but I'm kind of okay with the All-Star break. I think the Rangers had a great game today. Didn't feel like a complete win. Neither one of these last two wins felt complete to me, if you know what I'm saying by that. It felt like we had excellent pitching, which has been a staple all year long. Offense still felt a little shaky at some points, just not everybody on the same page, but we'll take it. We will take it. And of course, Josh freaking Smith, my goodness. And we kind of got on Josh Smith yesterday. You guys know I'm very transparent when I get on players and they prove me wrong, when I get on a managerial decision and I get it wrong, I don't run from it. In fact, the opposite. And yesterday I got on Josh Smith. I said he doesn't look good hitting the fastball, and he didn't. Really, Friday and Saturday, Josh Smith was getting on base. He had some walks. He had some HBPs, but he wasn't really swinging the bat that great. He was whiffing on a lot of fastballs, and I got on Josh Smith a little bit yesterday, and I said we need more from him. And sure enough today, Josh Smith, much like Corey Seager in Friday night's game, provides all the offense in this win. Two-run homers. One in the first inning, one in the eighth inning, or was it in the seventh inning? We'll double check that in a second. But Josh Smith powers the Rangers to a 4-2 victory today. Big, big reason the Rangers come away with a win here. Those two runs, that the Rangers put up late on that Josh Smith home run, they were huge. Because, you know, you never know how it changes the course of a game. But Kirby Yates very uncharacteristically gives up a run in the ninth inning. Those Josh Smith two RBIs off that home run were absolutely huge. They were huge. So we're going to go through comments here, y'all. I know we've got a lot of people with stuff to say today. Let's go through it all. And I'll just go through kind of just line by line here. Let's enjoy this one because we're probably not going to be going live for a little bit. Maybe if something really special happens, All-Star Game-wise, Home Run Derby-wise, we'll pop on. But I think we're going to be taking a few days off. We might still put out some shorts and some reels. But today's the day. If you got something to say about the Rangers, let's get it out there. Dolly, yeah, I really don't know what's going on with him. We've gone back and forth all season. And John, appreciate the comments, by the way. Thanks for tuning in. We've gone back and forth all season about Adolis Garcia. Is he injured? Is he playing hurt? Is there something mental going on? Not like anything crazy, but just like baseball-wise, what's going on with Dolly, right? He hits that sharp liner up the middle, ground ball. We had Altuve making a great play on it, but from the beginning, it's like Dolly hit it. This is in the late innings, right? And doesn't even run out the box. I agree. It was concerning to me. If he's not hurt, I really don't understand that at all. I don't know what the repercussions should be on the fly. I doubt they're going to do anything, especially going into the All-Star break, Dolly in the Home Run Derby tomorrow. But if he's just not hustling, that is freaking ridiculous. It's freaking ridiculous if he's just not hustling. I don't want to say this like I'm wishing it on him, but he better be hurt. If you're not hustling out that ground ball at the end of the game, there better be something ailment-wise going on because it's ridiculous to not run out that ball. He probably still gets out. Altuve makes a great play to dive and stop it. Probably still throws Garcia out. But that can't happen. Let's try not to dwell too much on the negative today. But, John, I saw that as well. Wasn't pleased with it. Not sure if anybody's going to ask Bochy about it. But I noted that as well. Didn't love it. If he's not hurt, that's ridiculous. Natalie, what's up? Thanks for the comment. Thanks for tuning in. Where do you think Carter will play once he comes back? Yeah, I think left field is Langford's. I don't think he's relinquishing that. I could see Carter kind of mixing in, maybe doing a little bit of center field duties with Leody. But I said to y'all, kind of the ideal thing going into the season was Leody and Carter, maybe we're going to switch off. Carter sits against lefties. You bat Leody against the lefties, because last year Leody was hitting over 300 against lefty starters. This year, he's not. This year, Leody isn't even really playing against lefties anymore. So the Rangers have a bit of a conundrum. I would think that they would err on the side of giving reps to Evan Carter. Leody isn't a good stretch. I'm not saying they're going to bench Leody, no longer give him reps. I think they made it very clear that they're going to be easing Evan Carter back into it when he is fully healthy. I'd imagine he's going to do a nice little rehab stint after the All-Star break. We'll see. I'm curious as well. When Josh Jung comes back, I don't think there's going to be a DH spot available because Josh Smith is probably going to be DHing for you and doing the super utility thing in the infield, if I had to guess. I don't think Josh Smith is going to be getting a whole lot of outfield reps. We'll see what happens. I'm curious as well. Aaron, what's up, my man? Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you, bud. I agree. It's a hot and cold offense. That's why I say I think it's okay that the All-Star break is here right now. I really do. I think there was a point on the winning streak when we had won five in a row where I said to myself, man, I really don't want the All-Star break to happen, but with how the Houston series went, I don't want to say we're limping into the All-Star break or we stole those two wins in Houston. They were good wins. Give the Rangers pitching all the credit in the world. There were some epic pitching appearances today, and we're going to note all of them as we get into box score review. But look, I will take the All-Star break right now. I think it's going to be good for some guys to flush things out, have a few mental days, physical days off. So, agree. Hot and cold offense. We had some big hits over the last two games. Nathaniel Lowe coming up with the two-out clutch RBI single in the top of the 10th yesterday. Josh Smith, two big swings, giving the Rangers all the offense they needed today. I think the All-Star break is welcome. Sometimes you don't want the All-Star break. You're playing so well, you just want to keep playing. Even with the Rangers winning the last two games of this series, I think the All-Star break is welcome. Victor, what's up, my guy? Thank you for tuning in today. Appreciate the comment as well. Agreed, massive series win. The Rangers needed this one. If they would have lost today, you wouldn't have heard me get on here and say season over, but I would have said extremely disappointing. With how well the Rangers have played, winning seven of their, well, up to today's game, six of their past eight, you wanted them going in today's game and getting a W going into the All-Star break. So agreed, massive series win. Yeah, Corey Seager scoring on both homers. So in the first inning, I believe Corey Seager got on in that one via a little ground out, like fielder's choice, and a throwing error by Peña, right? Simeon singled, Seager grounded out. So Simeon was forced out. So Seager was on fielder's choice in the first inning. I think he walked the second time. So the home run came in the bottom or top of the eighth, excuse me. Seager works a two-out walk. Kisner and Simeon both got out quickly in the top of the eighth. Seager works the two-out walk, and then Smith comes up with a huge two-out home run. Those two-out RBIs yesterday, Nate Lowe, two-out RBI, game-winning RBI. Josh Smith today, two-out, two-run homer in the top of the eighth. It's huge. Anytime you can get two-out production, it is going to bode well for you moving forward in the rest of the game. Let's keep going with comments here. So this comment says, for anybody listening at home, and thank you for the comment, by the way, in his interview, he actually got in the batting cage. Yep, I actually, right before I got on the live, I went ahead and watched some of the post-game interviews. I saw Josh Smith. I'm glad that you brought this up again. Thanks for the comment. So he actually got in the batting cages in between the home run, both home runs. So second at bat, third at bat, Josh Smith didn't like what he was doing up there at the plate, got back in the cage in game, made some adjustments, and obviously it paid off with that big home run in the top of the eighth inning. I don't think that they're going to be moving Josh Smith out of the three hole. I don't think you can do it at this point. Can you tweak it if Josh Smith goes into a little slump or a little stretch of bad game? Sure. But I think at this point, Josh Smith has secured the three spot. When Josh Young comes back, I see him potentially hitting fourth or fifth. I think Langford is going to hold down the four spot for a while. Wyatt Langford did not have a great series in Houston. Did not have a great series. I don't think he got a hit, if I'm not mistaken. So rough series for Wyatt Langford. He had such a hot month of June and really into July was hitting quite well too. So rough stretch of games for Wyatt. Yeah, he goes 0-for-12 in Houston with four strikeouts. Did work one walk in the series. So rough series for Wyatt. I don't think that they're going to necessarily bench him just because of one rough series. Not bench him, but let me correct myself. Move him down just because of one bad series. We'll see what happens, but I see Josh Smith staying three hole. I think Wyatt is going to stay fourth. I don't think Dolley really did anything in this series to make you want to move him up back to the four spot. So I think just by that fact alone, you're going to see Langford stay in the cleanup spot. Now, when Josh Young gets back, I wouldn't be surprised if they start him off five, maybe move Dolley down to sixth. I think as Dolley continues to not perform when you need him to, I think you're going to see them continue to slide him down in the order. I think this was a big series for Dolley, one that you would have loved for him to just start raking in. I think, John, you brought up several games ago, I'm going to continue to give you credit, my man. You said, Dolley, this is his series to break out. This would be a great series, Dolley going back to Houston to light it up, a place he's had a lot of success, where he absolutely obliterated the Astros in the ALCS. And I just don't feel like it was a great series from Dolley. He did put the ball in play every time up today. But Dolley goes 1-for-11 with a walk in this Houston series. He did limit the strikeouts, put the ball in play quite a bit. So, look, let's give him some credit there. But Wyatt Langford, Dolley definitely did not have a great series at Minute Maid. Let's keep going here. Post-game said, most players don't get in the batter's cage during a game. I agree. There's a lot of guys, like you see Seager looking at the iPad during a game. I do think that there are a few guys here and there that like to get in the cage in game, but I don't think a lot of Rangers players do. Good insight there. Appreciate you sharing that. Aaron says, I won't say Garcia. I'm going to edit this a little bit, censor a little bit, but appreciate the sentiment. I won't say Garcia doesn't care at all, but he's not getting it done either way. I think I would tend to agree with that statement. It's hard for me to say, you know, Doley just doesn't care out there. I didn't love what I saw in the, what, eighth inning, not legging out the line drive or the low liner, ground ball, hard hit ball up the middle that Altuve snags. I didn't love that. Would love for Doley or for Bochy to be able to speak to it. Don't know if any reporters ask the hard-hitting questions. We always say this. I'm not trying to dog on the post-game people. Y'all know how it is on Bally. They're going to ask some tough questions, but they're not going to ask all the tough questions. I hope somebody asked about it, but don't know for sure. But agreed. Either way, Doley's not getting it done right now. 1-for-11 in the Astros series. Wyatt Langford 0-for-12. Rangers didn't get a lot of production out of the 4-and-5 spot. I think Josh Young is going to be a welcome sight back. I think he did some T work. I think that's the update on him. I would assume goes on a little rehab stint, probably back to AAA right after the All-Star break. Maybe we get him back, maybe for the Orioles series, but perhaps the series after the Orioles, if I had to guess. Let's go ahead and let's keep going. Aaron says Carter's going to platoon. I would imagine Carter's not going to be an everyday guy at this point. Thank you for the comedy today. Oakland is better. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Oakland definitely gave the Rangers a little bit of trouble here and there this season, but let's be real. Oakland is pretty bad this year. Rangers win by having three hits, and now the Rangers are getting closer to 500. Go Rangers. Gio, what's up? Thank you so much for tuning in today. The Rangers offense, it wasn't what you wanted to see this weekend, but you got two wins, so you'll take the All-Star break. Hopefully we can get some guys back on track. Look, the Rangers scored 6 runs in 3 games, and then in collectively, right, how many runs did the Rangers score? What did they put up in game 1? It wasn't much, right? So Rangers did not score a lot of runs this series. It would be great if they could get back on track again, take some time off, and get right 4 games. I think 4 days is it that they have off. I think they're back in action on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. So I would love to see the Rangers come out swinging in that Orioles series. It's a homestand. You're playing in front of the home fans. The Rangers have played better at home this year. So it was nice to see them do well out on the road in Anaheim, in Houston. Look, not super easy to do out on the road, having a lot of success. The Rangers did it. They were road warriors back in the postseason in 2023. But this year, Rangers have not been quite as good on the road. So it was good to see the Rangers have a very, very good back-to-back road series, Angels, and then Houston. But the Rangers scored a collective 9 runs in 3 games, averaging 3 runs a game. Look, that's not great. That's not great. You want to be scoring a little bit more than a 3-run-per-game average, but the Rangers pitching was elite in this series, and it's what pushed you over the top, no doubt. I mean, look, even in the loss, you had Urania giving up the 3-run bomb to Altuve. That wasn't great. That came right after an error, though, by the way. Andrew Heaney pitched fine on Friday night. I really felt like he pitched well enough to keep the Rangers in the game, perhaps get them a win. So the Rangers pitching just all around was outstanding today. Let me keep going on comments. This one says, there is truth to what you're saying about the Rangers. We'll take the wins, but it has been mentioned that Houston certainly did not play up to their potential. Yeah, Houston, I would say, and this is where you got to go back and forth. So Houston absolutely wasted some opportunities in this series, right? Even today, they had bases loaded, and we're going to talk about Josh Spores here. It's a good segue. Josh Spores came in and gave the Rangers one of their more clutch performances of the year. I'd put it in the top 10. It's hard for me to go off the cuff, but Josh Spores coming in with the bases loaded, allowing no runs to the Astros in the 5th inning was absolutely huge. I think there's been a couple of Rangers guys. I think Jonathan Hernandez actually has gotten out of a few of these. I think David Robertson has as well. But Josh Spores today gave you 2 innings, the 5th and the 6th, did not allow a single hit, run, or walk. One of the most clutch performances. So I go back and forth on this one, honestly. You want to say the Astros wasted opportunities or didn't live up to their potential? Fair. But couldn't you also say in the same breath that the Rangers pitching just absolutely dominated the Astros? I mean, and let's give some credit to Jacob Lats as well. Jacob Lats came in Jose Leclerc, I didn't love sending him back out there for the multi-inning performance, but I knew they were going to do it with Robertson having gone two innings yesterday. I told y'all on the live last night, I didn't think that they were going to go back to the well on Robertson today. I said Yates will be available. Robertson probably not going to be available. Sure enough. So they had to pitch Leclerc multi-innings. I feel like that's where Leclerc always gets in trouble. Leclerc pitched a 1-2-3 scoreless seventh inning. When they brought him back out for the eighth, didn't have a great feeling. I think he got a quick out and then runners on first and second. And then Lats comes in against Yordan Alvarez. What a confidence booster for Jacob Lats. That was an absolute nails performance from that dude. After really being a little bit shaky, not a little bit, a lot shaky in some big moments over the past few weeks, Lats came in. Best performance of the season from him, striking out Yordan Alvarez on three pitches with runners on first and second. So, Spores, I'll give Leclerc some credit, 1-2-3, seventh inning, and then Lats coming in with maybe just as much pressure as Josh Spores had facing Yordan Alvarez. I know Spores comes in with the bases loaded, but you've got Yordan Alvarez in that spot with runners on first and second with an opportunity to tie the game. I thought Jacob Lats pitched phenomenally today. So happy for him getting back on track. I texted a couple of people during the game. I did not love the move to bring Lats in. If you loved it, I'm going to go ahead and give you props right now. Give yourself a pat on the back. If you loved and felt great about the Lats move and said, this is what's going to win us the game, I did not. I texted a couple of people during the game and I said, I do not understand it. I know it's lefty-lefty. But this is kind of crazy, y'all. I don't know if you knew this or not. I don't know if they talked about it on the broadcast. I did not have the broadcast turned on, had the game on, but not the broadcast. Yordan Alvarez actually is hitting like 350 off lefties this year. Yordan Alvarez is hitting over 350 against lefties this year. So with that being said, I know it was a lefty on lefty matchup, but with Alvarez, let's be honest, it really doesn't matter. And in fact, he's hitting lefties better than righties this year. So I really didn't feel amazing about the chances there of coming away unscathed, no runs given up. I really felt like it was going to be a moment where the Stros might tie the game or make it at least very, very interesting. So I can't take any credit for being right in that moment. I thought it was a bad move by Bochy to bring in Lats, and that's why Bochy gets paid the big bucks. So where Right on Rangers was wrong, was absolutely in that eighth inning when I said it was a mistake to bring in Jacob Lats. He very, very much proved me wrong and probably some other Rangers fans as well. Biggie, what's up, my guy? Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate the comment. Great way to finish the series. And go Rangers, 100%. We will take this. We will take this. Aaron, I'll tell you what. I am a fan of Lats coming in with a three-run, maybe four-run lead or deficit. I still felt like with Alvarez coming up, it was a bad spot. But look, good on you, my friend. I'm glad that there were some people out there that got this one right. I was not one of them. I was not one of them at all. Let me keep going back here. John says, make no mistake, we'll take the wins, but this offense hasn't been right since Josh Jung went down. Third base hasn't been the problem. Josh Smith has been the best. I do think he was a huge all-star snub. And look, they had some opportunities to still put him on the roster and decided to lift some other guys up instead of him. I feel like if somebody does go down, you never know. I'm thinking he's going to be the first one added, but I agree. Big time snub for Josh Smith. Real quick segue. Can we talk about Jose Altuve? We didn't talk about it. We mentioned Marcus Semien going to be getting the all-star nod, the starting all-star nod at second base. Altuve dealing with a little finger injury. Come on now. I think I saw this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I read that Altuve did something similar when the All-Star game was at Dodger Stadium. And of course, the Dodgers lost to the Astros in the World Series in that big cheating year. And it's kind of convenient at that time that Jose Altuve decided not to play in the Dodger Stadium All-Star game year. And this year, he decides not to play when the game's in Arlington, and it's because of a finger injury, and you play the entire series before. Come on, dude. You just don't want to get booed. Let's just be honest. Forget the finger. You were good enough to play in this Rangers series. You're good enough to play in the All-Star game. You just don't want to get booed. And you know the Rangers fans would boo him. A lot of fans would boo Houston Astros. They did it when the game was at the Mariners Park. And Eric, you're reminding me of that right now. They booed relentlessly when they announced Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez when the game was at T-Mobile. So you know it's just Altuve not wanting to get booed. I don't buy the finger thing for a second. I really don't. You did it when the game was in LA, was at Dodger Stadium, because you didn't want to get booed by the Dodgers fans. Now you don't want to get booed by Rangers fans. You played the entire series, looked just fine, diving all over the place, hitting home runs. I think you could have played in the All-Star game, Jose Altuve. I see the All-Star game and the decision for him to sub himself out as super weak. And I don't think there's any other way to put it. Okay, rant over. Rant over. I thought that was ridiculous. I'm glad Simi's going to be in the game, but Altuve ducking the All-Star game, really, really convenient, in my opinion. Let me keep on going here. Let me see if I missed anything. Natalie, I didn't want to miss this comment. Garcia had a knee injury last year. Probably wants to be careful. It's frustrating. Yeah, I have to hear it from the horse's mouth at this point. So if he is dealing with something, why can't they just say that? Like, why can't they just say, hey, Bochy says postgame, yeah, he's dealing with a little knee. He's playing through it. We really appreciate the toughness, blah, blah, blah. You'd love for them to just come out and be transparent about it. I mean, this isn't like basketball or football where you disclose a knee injury and now people are coming after you, right? I mean, it's not even close to the same thing. So I just don't understand, if he does have an injury, why aren't they saying it? I mean, I don't get that. So I would like to hear it straight from Dolly or straight from Bochy at this point. But today, the lack of hustle, unless it is something like that, pretty ridiculous. Pretty ridiculous. Let me keep going here. I hope the Angels do beat the Mariners. Eric, I'm sorry, my friend. We appreciate you tuning in. We definitely want an Angels win here. But look, we'll see what happens. The Angels, is it past two nights? Angels have won. Is that right? The past two nights? I know that they got the first game. The Mariners did 11-0, but I believe past two nights, Angels have come away with victories. So we'll see. Right now, the Angels are tied 0-0 with the Mariners in the bottom of the fifth. The Mariners have a runner on second with two outs right now. So we'll see what happens. That would be nice for Rangers fans to get a Mariners loss, take a game in the division. We sure would take it. That would just put a cherry on top of this very sweet weekend. Rangers winning 2 out of 3 over the Astros. You got to love it. Angels did win 2-1, I think, yesterday. And then I think Friday night, they won an extra innings. So two very tight wins by the Angels past two games. We will see what happens tonight, won't we? Or this afternoon, I should say. All right, let me keep going here. Altuve was good in this series. Think he had multiple hits. Yep, you're right. Multiple hits in every game this series. Altuve was very good. Kind of feeds even more into the idea, like, why are they allowing him to not play in the All-Star game? In my opinion, the MLB should be giving him some pushback. I don't know. You should not be able to sit out the All-Star game if you played in the three games before it. I really don't think you should be able to do that. I think it is a disgrace to the fans. I don't think that it's the right decision. I don't think MLB should be allowing it. As much as I'm happy that Marcus Semien is going to be getting to play and start the game, I think it's a disgrace. If you play in the three games before the All-Star game and you are a position player, I get pitchers. But if you're an All-Star and you are a position player and you played the three games before, I don't think you should be able to duck the All-Star game. I think it's a disgrace to the fans. Let me go here to more comments. So Altuve was 4-for-12 in the series with a bomb. I mean, he hit pretty well. He was hitting Evo all over the yard yesterday. Eric, let's see what we got here. Thus far, I like what I'm seeing today from my Mariners, but the Angels are giving us fits. I mean, look, we beat the Angels 3 out of 4. There were some tight games with the Angels, though. It wasn't like we were drubbing them all over the yard. Yeah, they won the last two evenings. I think I'll know Langford is locked in at the plate when he hits multiple homers in a game. Look, if I just see him hitting homers in consecutive games, I'll be happy. But Langford did not have a good series in Houston. Hopefully the break at the All-Star game will be good for him. This comment says, I agree, Josh Jung impacted the winning, clutch mentality. I think that'll change in the second half as well. I do think just having him back will make an impact. We just got to get him 100% healthy. I hope they don't rush him back and then something worse happens. Just get him 100%, no more wrist soreness or anything like that. I do think in the second half, the Rangers are going to be getting some big boosts. You've got, first of all, Evan Carter coming back beyond Josh Jung. You've got Mally, who's probably going to be making his debut for the Rangers after the All-Star break. You've got Jacob deGrom probably sometime in August coming back. So the Rangers are going to be reloading here with some guys coming off the injured list. It's at the perfect time. I really still say, from a talent perspective, just on paper, right? Forget and throw out really like how teams are playing right now. I think the Rangers have the most talented team in the AL West. I think collectively, bats, pitching, I think the Rangers have the most talented team. I know there's going to be some people that maybe argue that with me, but I think you line up everybody on the Rangers versus every other lineup. I think it's a great lineup. The Rangers had, what, 4-5 All-Stars last year? I think the Rangers have the best collective talent in the AL West. They just haven't played up to the potential at this point. So you get everybody healthy in the second half. I think the Rangers are going to be at least in a position to make a run. That's what they did. That's all they've earned at this point, y'all. They've earned themselves a chance to put themselves in a position to not be sellers at the deadline and to make a playoff run. Now we'll see if it happens. Let me go ahead and finish up here. Only a couple comments left, and then we will keep things rolling. This one says, the Rangers need a good series showing against the Orioles and then White Sox after that, so we're not sellers at the deadline. Besides the White Sox and Blue Jays, the Rangers then go in a tough stretch. Cardinals, Red Sox, Astros, Yankees. I agree. You got to have a good showing against Baltimore, and then after that, you've got to clean up against the White Sox. I mean, that is a series you have to win. I think we can all agree it would be great if the Rangers can take 2 out of 3 against Baltimore. That's going to be a tough series. Baltimore got a big win today over the Yankees. I'm sure they're loving that heading into the All-Star break. We'll see what the Orioles do at our place for that weekend series after the All-Star break. Sure would be nice to get at least 2 out of 3 in that series and then get a sweep against the White Sox. I think that would be just what the doctor ordered for keeping us relevant at the trade deadline and in the hunt for a playoff spot. Absolutely. Mariners, they definitely need to start hitting to hold off the Astros. Mariners probably still have one of, if not the worst batting average in the major leagues. They like the home run ball. They've got some excellent pitching, and that has what's been propelling them in that first place spot. But I agree, if they don't start hitting, you don't have some guys turning it around up at the plate average-wise, I do think they're going to run into some problems holding off the Astros. The Astros definitely did not play up to their potential this weekend. Again, you can make the argument the Rangers pitching was up to the task and did an outstanding job shutting them down. But I think the Astros are going to continue to play some good baseball down the stretch. I said at the beginning of the year, something I was right on. I really felt you needed to give the Astros a knockout punch when they were down. You needed to just kick the absolute crap out of the Astros when they were losing ball games earlier this year, when they were, what, 10-plus games under 500? That's crazy to think. The Astros were double-digit games under 500. And I said it then, you needed to kick the Astros while they were down. And what I mean by that is you needed to win as many games as possible while the Astros were absolutely terrible. And the Rangers didn't do that. The Mariners, I don't think, did a good enough job of that either. And so here we are. The Astros in a prime position. Second place, probably, what, 2 or 3 games out at this point. They're in a great spot. They're probably going to be buyers at the deadline. We'll see what they're able to pull off. I heard that they're trying to get Cody Bellinger, or at least making phone calls on Cody Bellinger. Wouldn't that be wild? Pretty sure Cody Bellinger hates the Astros, so I don't know how that's going to go. You remember Bellinger was one of the most vocal guys in that Dodgers clubhouse. So I really don't know how that's going to work, but the Astros are definitely in the market for some bats. With Kyle Tucker down, I think they are going out there trying to find somebody that can step up and just beef up that lineup even more. Right now, you've got a nice 1-4 for the Astros. You really want to see them not get any more talent, but I think they're probably going to go out and get somebody, if I had to guess. They're going to go out and get somebody at the deadline. You just know they are. I don't know who's left in that gutted farm system that they've got, but I think they're going to go out and get some kind of power bat at the deadline. That would just be my guess. Let me see here, Eric. Update on the Angels, Mariners. We've got 1-0 Mariners now. So we'll see what happens top of the sixth right now. A lot of baseball left to be played, my friend. But the Mariners take a 1-0 lead. Tracy, appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for sharing in the group. Means a lot. Thank you so much. All right, y'all. We have done a ton of comments. I only have a few major points that haven't been covered already today that I'm going to go through. We talked about Josh Smith already and the clutch performance that he delivered today. Marcus Semien, I think, ever since that off day, has been playing some very good baseball. Semien is hitting 370 over his last 7 games with a homer and 4 RBI. More walks than strikeouts for Semien over his past 7. 6 walks, 5 strikeouts. So that off day was just what Marcus Semien needed to get going. Marcus Semien against Houston, 5 hits. He was 5-for-13 with a walk, a homer, and an RBI as well. Marcus Semien has had a great past 2 series for the Rangers. Good to see him cooking at the top of the lineup. That's what the Rangers need. They cannot have their top of the lineup guy, their leadoff hitter, hitting as badly as Marcus was before that off day. When the Rangers can get this out of Marcus Semien, it just changes the entire complexion of the lineup. So let's show some love to Semien. He had a great series against the Angels. He had an outstanding series, 5-for-13 with a walk and a homer against the Astros. Good for Semien. Corey Seager. Seags, I don't think, had a hit today, but I think he had another great series as well. Seager hitting 296 over his last 7 games, 339 over his last 15. Seager had a couple home runs, at least 1 home run in this Astros series, although it was in a loss. Seager, more walks than strikeouts, just like Marcus Semien, 5 walks, 3 strikeouts over his last 7 games. 8 RBI for Corey Seager in his last 7 games. When Semien Seags are hitting like this, it is a very positive sign for this offense. The rest of the offense did not look good in this series, minus the Nate Lowe clutch 2-out RBI yesterday. I don't think a lot of guys had great series. Everybody went 0-for today, Langford down. So Rangers get 0 out of their 4-9 hitters today. And as we go down the rest of the lineup, I don't think there's a whole lot else real notable. I did like today that the Rangers continue to take walks. He had 4 walks today, 7 strikeouts. Kisner was in again today. He went 0-for-3, did put the ball in play every time. We've talked about Kisner kind of being Max Scherzer's personal catcher. So you've seen that going on again today. I still see some Rangers fans that are confused about the Kisner playing time. I think at this point, there's a pattern, and it's pretty obvious Kisner and Scherzer are going to be linking up whenever there's a Max Scherzer start. So agree or disagree, it does seem to be what the Rangers are doing at this point. So Kisner not providing a lot offensively, hitting 148 on the year. Leody, 0-for-3 today. He has cooled off a little bit, I would say, over the past few games. Look, he was going so well over the past few weeks. I'm not really going to get on him, but last 7 games, Leody hitting 192. So dipping down a little bit from where Leody was at, still hitting 300 over his last 15 games. But the last 7 have been a little bit rough for Leody Taveras. I know some Rangers fans have noticed that. Leody's a streaky hitter. You're going to get this from Leody. You're going to get really, really good, and you're going to get really bad stretches as well. That's what Leody's done almost his entire career. Let's look at Jonah Heim real quick. He was 0-for today. Jonah Heim, though, big picture, last 7 games, 286 average with a homer and 2 RBI. Last 15 games, Jonah Heim hitting 302. So he does go 0-for today. But Jonah Heim, I think, had a very good stretch going into the All-Star break. I'm very encouraged by what I'm seeing from him. And Nate Lowe goes 0-for-2 today, but did draw 2 walks coming fresh off of the game-winning RBI yesterday. Nate Lowe only hitting 200 over his last 7, but 286 over his last 15. So I think there were several guys in the Rangers lineup that had a strong finish to the first half of the year before the All-Star break. My hope is that over the next 4 days, we get some mental days off, we get some physical days off for the boys, and we can come out firing in that Baltimore series. That is the plan. We talked a little bit about pitching already. Max Scherzer, 6 strikeouts, 4 innings pitched, only 71 pitches for Max Scherzer today. Didn't think that they were going to allow him to try and work out of that bases loaded jam in the fifth, and I'm glad they didn't. But Max goes 4 innings, 4 hits, only 1 walk. The numbers actually look really good for Max Scherzer, even though he's only able to go 4. And the Rangers had a relatively fresh bullpen. You know, you didn't have David Robertson today, but I think that there was an opportunity for some guys to come in today and help out in some big spots. Spores, we talked about already, one of the most clutch performances of the season. Leclerc, his numbers look good. He got into a little bit of trouble there in the 8th inning, but Jacob Latz able to bail him out. Look, anytime you go multiple innings with Leclerc, it's going to be interesting. But Leclerc gives you a great 1-2-3 inning in the 7th. Let's dwell on the positive here. Jose Leclerc, his numbers are absolutely outstanding over his last 7 games and over his last 15, even over his last 30. Let me read them to you. Let me remind you, for anybody that's hating on Jose Leclerc today and the mess that he got us into in the 8th, Leclerc, 1.23 ERA last 7 games, 2.04 ERA last 15 games, 2.57 ERA last 30 games. Jose Leclerc has pitched well. Anytime you're going to ask him to go multiple innings, it's going to get dicey. I have rarely seen Jose Leclerc go 2 clean innings in a row. So I think they got a great 7th from him. They were somewhat out of options without David Robertson today, since Robertson went multiple innings yesterday. So I will say, I don't think that they had a whole lot of options there. But look, we'll take what we can get. Leclerc gets bailed out by Jacob Latz, who also, like Josh Boers, was incredibly clutch coming in, striking out Yordan Alvarez with runners on 1st and 2nd, and getting another additional out, getting Diaz out of that inning. Big, big moment for Jacob Latz. I hope that that propels him into positive things after somewhat of a shaky last 2 or 3 weeks. Hopefully this is his rebound moment and we can continue to feel confident about him in tight games moving forward. Being the only lefty out in the bullpen, I mean, we'll see what happens with Malley coming back, with DeGrom coming back. Maybe Heaney becomes a bullpen piece eventually. But right now, Jacob Latz is the only lefty in the pen. We need him available in big moments. And he rose to the occasion today. Big, big moment. Big, big game for Jacob Latz. Good on him. Give him his flowers. He had been throwing a little rough the past 2 or 3 weeks. Had blown a few leads. And this was a great spot for Jacob Latz to get right. I can't say that I was loving the move when it was made, but that's why Bochy and company get paid the big bucks. And then Kirby Yates. Let's finish with box score review talking about Kirby. Can we put him in the conversation right now? Best closer in baseball? I mean, I don't know. I'd have to look at the numbers. And I'm going to be totally honest, I have not run the numbers on other closers. But Kirby Yates has not blown a save this entire season. No blown saves for Kirby Yates this entire season. Is there another guy that has done that this year? I mean, you guys tell me, because I don't know off the top of my head. I'm going to try and look it up with y'all while I'm talking here. So the league leader in saves is Helsley, for the Cardinals with 32. And he's 32 out of 34. Clase for the Guardians is 29 to 32. Finnegan for the Nationals is 25 of 29. Kimbrel, 23 of 28. Suarez for the Padres is 22 of 24. Clay Holmes, 21 of 27 for the Yankees. Iglesias for the Braves, 21 of 23. Diaz for the Reds, 19 of 21. Jansen for the Red Sox is 19 of 20. Hader is 18 of 19. McGill for the Brewers is 18 of 20. And then you've got multiple guys with 17 saves. It doesn't look like anybody is perfect, though. Yates is the only perfect closer this year. 16 of 16. And look, I'm not saying that, you know, we need to go ahead and proclaim Yates the best right now today. But I think we got to put him up there. The numbers on Clase are absolutely insane, though. absolutely insane. I have to agree with you. The ERA is, I think, just about identical to Yates, right? Yates right now is at, I believe, well, with the run allowed today, Yates actually bumped back up to over a one ERA. Yates is at 105. Clase's at 0.81. So he has blown three saves. He does have a loss to his name, as does Kirby Yates. So I don't think I'm ready to put Kirby Yates as the best closer, but I think he's got to be in the conversation. He's the only closer in Major League Baseball that hasn't blown a save, and that does mean something. That does mean something. You can't fault Kirby Yates because he hasn't had the opportunities. And I think that's what you can get into a little bit of trouble with. Kirby Yates has not had as many opportunities as some of these guys. Now, I do think, you know, Clase and some of these other guys with crazy strikeout numbers, Clase actually doesn't have the strikeout numbers or the ratio that Yates does, I don't believe. Yates, 34 innings pitched, 46 Ks. So, Aaron, I got to push back just a little bit. Yates has more strikeouts than Clase in less innings pitched. I mean, it's pretty wild. I don't think it's as far apart as you think. So if you're not going to say Yates is the best closer in baseball, he's got to be in the top three or at minimum top five. You've got a guy with an insane strikeout to innings pitched ratio. Kirby Yates right now, I mean, the dude's almost 40. And again, he's only pitched 34 innings and he struck out 46. That is an incredible ratio for a guy pushing 40. The whip, I think, is also outstanding. Kirby Yates with a 0.9 whip. I know Clase beats him in that category. Kirby Yates, 132 average against. Clase's at 162. I'm just saying, it's not as clear cut as you think. You can't fault Kirby Yates for not getting the opportunities. And that's really all it is at this point. So if Kirby Yates had 32 save opportunities, right? Basically double, right? Clase's got double the save opportunities. Where do you think Kirby Yates' stats would be at this point? He has more strikeouts than Clase with less than half the opportunities. I'm just saying Kirby Yates needs to be up there. He's top three or top five minimum. You haven't blown a save yet. And in terms of leaders, there's Hader with 67 strikeouts, strikeout leaders. Mason Miller has 70. Duvall for San Francisco has 48. And then it's basically Helsley and Kirby Yates. I mean, Kirby Yates is basically what, top five, six in strikeouts for closers with only 16 save opportunities. I mean, most of these guys I'm telling you about right now have more opportunities than Yates. So look, I got to say top three. That's what I'm going with, top three. And I think it's very debatable that he is top one, top two. I mean, I know Hader. I think Hader, I hate to say it, but I got to say that he's probably up there in that top three. Hader has struck out 68 batters, 67 batters. He does have five losses. I don't know. It's tough on the fly. That is an incredible strikeout rate for Josh Hader, but he does have a number of losses and blown saves this year. I don't know, y'all. I'm going top three. Now, this is a good point. It's hard to assume in baseball. If Yates had 16 more opportunities, what's he going to do with it? It does sure feel like it's probably only going to be something like one or two blown saves with how well he's been playing. I'm going to say top three definitively, with maybe a few other guys who are able to stake a slightly better claim just based on having more opportunities. That's just me. John, appreciate the comment there. We haven't had that many opportunities, but he has made the most of all of them. I think that's what I got to say. Don't knock him too much for not having the opportunities. But at the end of the day, it's a stats league, right? It's a stats sport. And some of the guys with more opportunities have gaudier stats, and it is what it is. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and let's start winding things down. We already kind of did our AL West roundup for you a little bit, but let me see if I can pull up the Mariners-Angels game at this point, see if we can get y'all a couple of updates from around the league and then get you out of here. We will be doing a video on Adolis Garcia tomorrow for the Home Run Derby, so check that out. Like I said, unless something like crazy special happens over the next couple of days, probably not going to be going live. So if you see me pop on, be surprised, but I don't think I'm going to be going live a lot unless there is just something crazy special that happens over the course of the Home Run Derby and the All-Star game. So Mariners right now still leading in the top of the seventh, 1-0. The A's, let's see what the A's did. They pummeled the Phillies today, 18-3. My goodness, where did that come from? A's winning 18-3 over the Phillies today. So as we go to the standings in the AL West, final update before the All-Star break, here they are. Seattle, 1.5 game lead currently on the Astros. If they were to win, that goes back to 2. If they were to lose, Astros still 1 game back. Rangers, 5.5 games back. With the Mariners win, that would get pushed back to 6. With the Mariners loss, they would be 5 games out of first place in the division before the All-Star break. 5 or 6 still feels like a pretty comfortable number. Rangers are 7.5 games back of the wild card spot currently. There's too many teams involved, and I'm just being real with y'all. I don't want to go and do all of the calculations on teams that are still playing yet today, if they win or lose. But look, 7.5 games back of the wild card. Better chance to make the AL West division title happen than a wild card spot at this point. It's an ultra competitive AL East. There's a lot of good teams in the AL. Don't know if this is going to last, but right now, better shot at winning the division than it is to win a wild card spot for the Rangers. Rangers finish winning 7 of their past 9 games. What a great stretch. 7-2 over your last 9. You got to love it. And I'm curious to see what the Rangers are going to do after the All-Star break. Will they do a reset? Maybe get Evo starting and Scherzer starting Friday, Saturday? Don't know what they're going to do. That's what I would probably do unless one of those guys is dealing with some injuries. Maybe you don't go Scherzer on Saturday, but with Evo going on Saturday, I'd imagine he'd be ready to go Friday night. Scherzer, you would think, would maybe be ready to go on Saturday against the Orioles. We'll see what happens, but maybe they want to give Scherzer an extra day. I would love to see them do a little reset of the rotation. I don't know what they're going to end up deciding, but I'm curious. Tomorrow, Adolis Garcia going to be participating in the Home Run Derby. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see if that kickstarts Dolie. We said maybe it'd be the Houston series. It wasn't. Dolie was, 1-for-11? But maybe it's going to be the Home Run Derby. I'm going to look up Home Run Derby odds for you right now. Let's see if we can get a feel for the favorites. I think Pete Alonso is the odds-on favorite, if I'm not mistaken. So let's see what they have decided here. Alonso's 3-1 to win it all. Dolie is 4.5-1, as is Marcell Ozuna. Gunnar Henderson, 5-1. Bobby Witt, 7-1. Teoscar Hernandez is 10-1. Jose Ramirez, 13-1. Alec Bohm, 15-1 to win the Home Run Derby. So we'll see. We're going to put out a little video tomorrow, like I said, though, on Dolie in the Home Run Derby. Have some fun with it. And we'll probably be placing a little fun bet on Adolis Garcia. That sure would be a nice payout at 4.5-1. We'll take it. Don't know if we'll do the same vein as our challenge, betting 1 cent on Texas Rangers money line for every follower. Don't know if we're going to bet 1 cent on Adolis Garcia for every follower, but maybe. We'll see. To be determined. You'll have to stay tuned for tomorrow's video that comes out. Going to be a lot of fun, too, watching the All-Star game. Glad Marcus Semien is going to be a starter despite Jose Altuve's antics. Hey, we'll take it. Good to see Simi starting in the All-Star game. Hopefully we get a Kirby Yates appearance as well. But until what? Friday, y'all? We'll be off till Friday. Like I said, something crazy happens, we'll pop on the live. Otherwise, we'll probably be taking a few days off. I just want to say a special thank you to everybody that has tuned in nearly every day since we've been doing this. I know some of y'all have been doing this with me since day one, tuning in almost every day. And I just want to say a special thank you. You know, when I first started this, all I wanted to do was just connect with more baseball fans, Rangers fans, get to talk baseball. My dream was always to do something professionally with baseball. For a while, I wanted to play professional baseball. We all know how hard that is. One of my dream jobs was always to be a commentator, a broadcaster. Once I realized that baseball playing professionally wasn't going to work out. And you know what? This is the next closest thing for me. This is great. So I just want to say thank you. And if you would, if you know somebody that loves the Rangers, loves baseball, please share this with somebody that you know that does. Let's keep growing this community of good people. We got talking Rangers baseball and baseball in general. I would be extremely grateful. But at this halfway point, it seems right to thank all of y'all for the support. It means a lot to me. Hope you continue to join us, whether you're live with us or on the replay. Much appreciated. And looking forward, hope y'all have a great rest of the week. Enjoy the Derby. If some of y'all are going to the Derby or the All-Star Game, I'm incredibly jealous. I know some of those tickets are not cheap, but I sure hope that you have an incredible experience, much like I did going to Game 1 of the World Series last year. It was a big hit on the pocketbook, y'all. I'm not going to lie, going to Game 1 of the World Series last year, but it was very, very worth it. We'll never forget it. And I hope if you're going to the Home Run Derby or the All-Star Game, you create some of those lifelong memories. Look, even when I'm not going, just watching with family or friends, it's still a lot of fun kicking back and watching both those events. One of my favorite times of the year. One of the most depressing times of the year comes the day after the All-Star Game. I hate those 2 days where nothing is going on in the world of sports. But you know what? We're hopefully going to be riding in Adolis Garcia home run derby win and a Marcus Semien or Kirby Yates MVP trophy in the All-Star Game, and it won't even matter. That's the plan, y'all. But have a great rest of the week. We will be, like I said, putting out a couple of videos in between, maybe popping on a live if something crazy happens. Otherwise, we will see you again on Friday when the Rangers will host the Orioles at Globe Life Field. We'll be post-game Friday, ready to give you all of our reactions. But as I always say to end every show, God bless. Go Rangers. Have a great rest of your Sunday and a great week ahead. Bye now.